good shot there from Tate.
A lot of people say girls love money, and that's not entirely true.
See that big sign, Luke?
I did.
In the food court, what's that advertising?
Burger.
Why?
Because Burger King's whack, and they need to get as much advertisement as possible to get business.
Burger King is awesome. What are you going to eat? Romanian food?
I'm gonna eat some Romanian meat.
You're boring.
No. I'm in Romania. What do Romanians eat?
You know what?
Best?
I'm eating nothing but Burger King this entire trip. Oh my God. No way.
That's a bad idea.
Is Burger King shot?
It is, because it's shit. You see?
Luke, your negativity has fucked me over.
No,
you being negative has made Burger King not function.
They went out of business.
No way.
They're gone. They're done. This is fake news.
This is your fault.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is.
I know this really good place.
You did this on purpose. You're
really
full of shit. Yeah, the business lounge where I can drink wine.
I think it's this one.
You obviously don't know the business lounge exists.
It's this one. Look at this.
Because you're a geek.
So to confirm, when me and Andrew sit down and have our competition of who had the most fun journey, the only thing he's going to have over us is Paris. He's going to show us all the stuff he did in Paris with Rory. That's why secretly, instead of flying straight to Zurich, we're flying to Paris first for 5 hours to have more fun than Andrew in that time. So when he says Paris, I'll show him that we had more fun in Paris than him, and he won't even know we've been there. Fuck it.
Yep.
What is this shit?
This is better than Burger King.
Where is my Burger King?
Burger King's whack. It's closed.
You're a liar.
It's closed. This place is open for a reason.
It's your fault.
No. This is Romanian food in Romania. It's better than Burger King. Burger King is whack.
At the restaurant, Luke had purchased these small bottles of sparkling water. And we were getting up on our way to the business lounge, and he was taking them with them. And I said, why are you taking them with us? Why? He goes, oh, well, I paid for them. He's never been to a business lounge before. So to teach him a lesson, I'm taking this for free out of the refrigerator in the business lounge, and I'm making him drink whiskey and coke. Welcome to the real world, loser.
Shit. This is true. True story.
That's what you get.
I don't know why I did this.
Because you're a pathetic, no good, worthless punk who has no clue about business lounges. So this is it. This is Paris. Fucking dicks. I've been here, I've been to France like 8 times to fight, and I beat them every time. And they're always so proud, like, ah, vive la France. I will beat your man up and fuck your ring girls. I'll jizz in them. I'm gonna have a French baby.
Andrew, you can't do that.
If I have a French baby, I guarantee he still doesn't speak French. If he's my genetics, he'll refuse to speak this stupid language. Who's this dude? Why does no one in France look French? He's clearly from fucking... This can get the channel banned. I'm allowed to get political. He's not French. No one here is French. Point to a French person. Even Mr. Moped. He would hit my fucking car. Dig. No one's from France, bro. Nobody. Is he from France? Is this man from France? This guy. No.
He looks French, though.
He isn't. Who's this crackhead? You see him covered up in his coat. There's crackheads everywhere, bro.
Bro, I've seen more crackheads in Paris in the last 5 minutes than I've seen in Luton in a month.
Bro, look at this crackhead. Look at him. Cracked out speedwalk.
Crazy.
He's hiding his face. He just hit his face. You see him hide his face because you knew he was cracked out. You knew he was cracked out. Bro, let me tell you something. Cracked out people have the cracked out speedwalk, and they speedwalk when they're cracky. They get cracked out and they start speedwalking. And he was speedwalking, he was cracked out. I can see it. Crackhead, 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 crackhead. Everyone's a fucking crackhead here. Look at these brothers on the corner. Are they French to you? They look French to you. Look at these brothers on the corner. Keep the camera low before they fucking rush the car. Right here. Boom.
They're definitely crackheads.
Are they French? No. Who's my man with the fucking rucksack and the... Here, this guy, Mr. Fucking Mountain Explorer. Fucking everything.
crazy.
Rotted. It's just crackheads and fucking big black dudes. NBA All-Stars up in this motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
Si les coffres sont pleins, vous déplacez votre valise cabine. Celle-ci sera enregistrée.
Your country's whack.
Elle sera livrée à l'arrivée.
Your country hasn't been good since Napoleon.
Les issues de secours ont adressé.
Hello, my name is Luke. I am Luke. I have croissants and cheese. Champagne.
I'm more French than you, man.
T, you're not more French than me.
Yes, I am.
I have a French passport.
Yes, then you... Luke.
I don't need a French passport. Croissants, champagne. I'm more French than you. I'll tell you what. I surrender.
Shit.
Got ya. How's that feel?
We did surrender.
Really?
It is true.
It happened.
That is history. You do have croissants.
But you did surrender.
Cheers. Business class. So, T, why are we in Paris?
I don't know. We have no reason to be in Paris. We're in Paris to have more fun in Paris than Andrew has in Paris. So when he tries to pull his Paris fun out in his argument, we get to win.
Is he even in Paris yet?
Right. I'm going to win your hat, Rory.
You're not going to win my hat. You're definitely not going to win my hat.
We fucking got him.
Got ya.
We got ya.
Got ya. We're doing more Paris.
You see how sunny it is and how beautiful it is.
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
In Paris.
Absolutely beautiful.
Fucking got ya. Beautiful day to get your brother.
We got ya.
Andrew, we got you. We got ya.
You can't say you didn't get ya.
We're smoking cigarettes opposite the Eiffel Tower. We did Paris better than you. We are more French than you.
I just had a croissant with my nice espresso, sparkling water, and a cigarette.
Looking at the Eiffel Tower. I'll start smoking now. To be French. While I'm in France, I smoke.
Oui.
We got ya. We had more fun in Paris than you did.
Look at this beautiful day with all these other Parisian people.
But when Andrew's there, it's raining and snowing by tonight.
Yeah.
We have 3 hours of sunshine.
Yeah.
The Lord has blessed us.
He really has.
Nice bag now.
We got him.
We got him. It's one of the best gifts we've ever gotten.
What could their adventure be? We're getting to Stuttgart way better than them.
Way better.
They didn't even know about this part.
They didn't even know. They were in Paris. They didn't even do this.
This isn't even the whole thing. We've got a train. We've got a bunch of shit.
Our adventure is better.
Our adventure is much better.
I think we'd win this.
Why are we in France?
To get angry.
We have no reason to be here.
Smoke cigarettes by the Eiffel Tower.
We went the wrong way.
Yeah. We went over Stuttgart twice.
Yeah.
In the opposite direction.
We passed our mission.
Yeah.
And now we gotta go back.
In style.
In style.
Have summer tires. The fuck is it snowing for, bruv?
Why?
We're about to get stuck in Germany or crash and die. One of the two. Talk about summers on this M5. The Porsche we're collecting has winters.
There's already snow on the road.
Bro, this is long.
Should be fun.
We're the worst driving conditions ever. Look at this shit.
I think we should take traction control off on the car. It'd be much more sensible. What can we do? Look at this shit.
I'm driving through France in snow, and the roads haven't been gridded, and I'm on summer tires in a 600 horsepower M5. So if I die, I just want all you motherfuckers to know that I died rich. And that's the thing. Let me tell you something, man. People say money doesn't buy happiness. That's true. But being broke ain't gonna make you happy. Being rich ain't gonna hurt you in any way. It's only gonna improve your life. It's gonna improve the life of people around you. There's no way it's gonna ever detriment your life to be rich or richer. Now, I sit here every day and tell you I will make you money. I explain to you how Forex works. I explain to you why now is the perfect time. And I give you a trial so you can try me out first and call my bullshit. If you read this thread, you'll see all the proof. You'll also see nobody coming on saying, I joined this trial, it didn't work. Nobody. So everyone who's joining is making money. Because if it didn't work, people will be coming on here going, this is bullshit, da da da. There's no hate. What more proof do you need? Join the trial today. And if it doesn't work, come out on the internet and you can come out and fucking say, this guy's full of shit, da da da. And if it does work, you make some money. What you gotta lose? Read the rest of this thread. You see all the proof in there. Go to CorporateTake.com. Any more questions, message the live chat agent. Let's start getting money. Because if I die, there needs to be some other fucking rich motherfuckers driving across France on summer tires and M5s in the snow. Can't leave all the adventure to me.
A few moments later.
About to happen. Someone's fucked up.
Squill Chief.
Someone with winter tires. Someone less professional than me. So all these people don't respect the snow. You're snowing, bro. You better calm the fuck down. So what happened here? Let's see.
Let's have a look. Fire brigade there.
That guy looks all right. Fire brigade. Is he in the ditch? Ross!
Ross.
Rotted! Car fucked! Jesus Christ. Probably a woman.
I'm a man. I can drive like a man. Yeah.
Women.
My tampons fell out!
Bitch.
Huh?
I'm gonna get some coffee. Coffee.
Yeah, please. Thanks. What is this?
Coffee. Belgian coffee.
It's not Belgian coffee.
Don't be a baby.
Bro, I want coffee.
Stop being a baby and drinking. Basically, I'm more French than you.
Oh, yeah. We should also mention that the food here is whack. They do not have sandwiches.
Look,
is the food here good?
They have lots of meat.
Yes, they do.
And pickles and mustard and free red wine.
That's true. But, T, I wanted a sandwich. And you said that they'd have super good food.
Sandwiches are for English people. I'm French.
They won't even let us really record.
I'm French. I need more French.
So to see who's more French, we are putting as much Dijon mustard on this as possible. All right, T. I am more French than tea. I think I can do it. Watch. Yeah, look at that pain. That's not Frenchman's pain, is it?
I'll finish the Dijon mustard, and I'll be a champion.
I need mustard on all sides.
Is this enough?
No. The top, you need to take it from your fork and roll the top in mustard as well.
But now I'm going
to
lose some Dijon. You see, I just lost some there.
Okay. That's good enough. Go on.
Keep a straight face. Shit, you might be more French than me. I can see the pain though.
There's no pain.
I know. The pain
no
was
pain.
Visible.
I'm French.
The pain was visible.
The French can eat as much Dijon mustard as you.
I bet I could drink more red wine than you though.
It's true. So, I'm not even gonna play that game. Business. My own business thing. So T is just gonna make it impossible for me to sleep on this flight. Because he cannot sleep. He doesn't know how to sleep, he just looks like Aikido hands. So he hates people who can sleep. He has a blind hatred for all sleepers.
Something was going on. It was this buckle. Some buckle moved.
I will never be allowed to have a Swiss bank account. They basically said, oh, that's very interesting. Oh, you have lots of money? No. Gambling, high risk industry. Pornography, high risk industry. Webcam girls, strip clubs, all the things that I do, high risk industries. Plus, I have an American passport. They just told me, I highly doubt, even if you gave away your American passport and cleaned up your business affairs, I highly doubt any bank in Switzerland will entertain giving you an account.